Hello, rap fans. It's Richard Herring here. Thank you for listening to my podcasts, powered by Acast Plus. Do tell your friends if you think they might enjoy them too. And do come and see me on tour in my show, Can I Have My Ball Back? Go to richardherring.com/ballback/tour for all tour dates, going to lots of places in the UK. Some extra gigs added in London at the Leicester Square Theatre and the Bloomsbury Theatre. The Leicester Square Theatre first gig is very nearly sold out, so do rush along to those shows, London, if you want to come along. Some of the shows selling fantastically well, some of them selling pretty badly. Hello, Swindon. Do you know I'm coming to your town? Please buy some tickets. And I do have to give a trigger warning. I've done the show only a few times and 6 men have passed out. After the bit where I explain what happens to you during an operation for testicular cancer. So, are you man enough to handle my balls? Only come if you are, have lots of balls and are not scared of balls. There is some mild testicle trauma involved in this story of testicular cancer. It's mainly funny, though, and if you don't come, that means you're scared to come, and I'm going to judge you, so... It's like going on a fairground ride, so do come along. It's going to be very exciting to see if you make it through. I'll give you a badge if you make it through unscathed. Anyway, come and see the tour, richardherring.com for all that news. Some great Rahalastapas coming up, I have to tell you, in the next few weeks. The tour was a lot of fun. Thanks very much to everyone who came. Sit back, relax, and enjoy my stupid fucking podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Leicester Square Theatre. Please welcome a man who's still processing the Edinburgh Fringe 1988. It's Richard Herring! Very much. My shoelace has come undone. I was I've just been laughing till I cried backstage, asking some emergency questions backstage. You will be able to see those if you join Acast Plus. Welcome to Richard Herring's Leicester Square Theatre podcast. I was talking to Tim Key the monkey backstage. He calls it Rahalastapas. I don't know if that's going to catch on. So I'm going to try a bit of new stand-up off my phone. My daughter Phoebe's got a favourite new song, as I think many of you have, which is Flowers by Miley Cyrus. Have you been listening to much Miley Cyrus, you see? David Frew. It's a very catchy and empowering piece about how sometimes breaking up with someone is better than staying with them. Miley realises the man she has left can't give her anything that she can't give herself. She sings, "I can buy myself flowers," which is true. You don't need someone else to buy your flowers. Get them for yourself if you want them. It's good. She continues, "Write my name in the sand." Yeah, sure, she can. She can do that if she likes. It's a bit weird if you're on your own, writing your own name in the sand. If you saw Miley Cyrus writing Miley Cyrus in the sand, you might think she's having a bit of a breakdown or be a bit up herself. But she can do that. Then she sings, "Talk to myself for hours." And yes, it's also true. You don't actually have to have somebody else to have a conversation. You can just talk to yourself. Again, if you're doing that as you write your name in the sand, then people might be concerned. Conversation's definitely better with two or more people, though, especially if it goes on for hours. The notion she might not have had a great conversationist in the relationship is confirmed by the next line, "Say things you don't understand," which I take to mean that she said a lot of stuff her boyfriend didn't understand when they were together, and she can still say that stuff now he's gone, though you won't hear her. "I can take myself dancing." They're back on track. That's a good. It's empowering to go out alone, carry on dancing in the face of a breakup. Also, you might pull at the disco, right? It's the last bit, though, that makes me think this is more about the mad stuff you might do when mourning a relationship rather than affirming that it's okay to be alone. And I can hold my own hand. I mean, yeah, you can do that. But if you are holding your own hand in order to feel the love and comfort another person in the way you would with a lover, then that is insane. I don't need you to hold my hand because, look, I can hold it myself. So that's sure. But when you hold my hand, you have a hand free to do other stuff, you know. But when you're holding your own hand, you're just trapped with your own hand gripping the other hand in front of you. You don't look empowered. You look pretty silly. And you can't easily write your name in the sand while you're doing that either. That's my very funny music. That's about pop music. 55 years old, I am. I'm still down with the kids. It's a good song. It's better than All I Eat Is Pizza, which is the other favourite song of my daughter, which I'll do next week. Shall I do that one for you next week? All I eat is pizza. Na, 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 na. It's tough having kids. Right, my guest this week is... By the way, do come along and see. Thank you for everyone who's come along today. It's fantastic to have a live audience. We've got some amazing guests coming up. Go to richherring.com/Rahelastapa to find out who's coming. Suggs is going to be on it. We've got amazing... Mark Gatiss is going to be on. It's incredible. It's amazing people. Right, my guest this week is probably best known for his role as Steve in Angelo's. That's why we're here. Remember old Steve from Angelo's? It's Tim Key, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tim Key. Tim Key. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Fine.
Did you get recognised?
Pardon me?
Do you get recognised as Steve from Angelo's very often?
Not really.
No. People shouting, what was your catchphrase in Angelo's? Do you remember being in Angelo's?
Yes, no. But it would have been something like, I'm usually a customer, so probably, can I tap?
Love to see you. Thanks for coming back again.
Really nice to see you, actually, on a serious note.
It took me years to get you on this podcast. It took me a long time to get you to come on this podcast. And this is your, third time in a year.
It's taking you the same amount of time to get me off it.
It is. I can't get rid of you. I've got nothing to talk to you about. You're just on it.
I'd like to co-host it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's fine. Moving forward.
We could just do it. You can come every week if you like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could grill Gatiss.
We could. I think it'd be nice.
We could grill Suggs.
We could. What would you ask Suggs? If you could ask Suggs anything in the world, what would you ask him?
Does he like being in his band? Does he like ska music? What would you ask him? Well, you're going to.
I don't know. I'm going to have to think.
You must
of
be
some
shitting
stuff.
Yourself.
I am.
What sort of stuff? You only know about comedy, really, don't you?
I don't really know about music. I read, because Madness, you know, I remember from school. So I'll talk to him about that. Go, do you remember when you did Our House? What have you got to say about that?
He did my bathroom.
Right, I've had to look... I've had to dig deep.
Yeah, sure,
to you lot,
yeah,
so I've
yeah, because
deep.
I'm on too regularly.
I've dug deep to find...
I'm like Alan Davis on QI.
Yeah. I've dug
Not
deep.
That he's too regularly, yeah. But, you know, it's a lot.
I'm going to find... I think I found out some new things.
Have
about
you? A new angle?
It's what?
I said, have you found a new angle?
I was already giddy backstage. Tim Key, you once delivered dartboards to pubs.
Yeah,
tell
I did
us,
actually.
Tell us all about that.
How the hell have you found that out?
I found out everything
That's
about
not
you.
On the internet. That's my life. I did work experience.
Yeah.
Someone in my school did work experience, I think, working in the TV industry. And then I was in a white van, shadowing a guy who drove a white van.
Yeah.
So I couldn't really do any of the driving, because 16.
Yeah.
So just helped, when we got to the pubs, take out the beer mats, dartboards. I think it's probably... I must have said it in an interview.
Yeah.
And I must have been a bit younger and tried to make it sound more glamorous and said dartboards.
It can't have been many dartboards. That's one, because, like...
No,
the dartboard
they don't replace
changed.
Their dartboards every week. No, it was more like those things, you know, when you sort of have gin and there's that optics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How long do you reckon we'll do on this job?
depends how many interesting things happened. Did you ever steal some peanuts from? You remember those when you took a peanuts off and you could see a lady's bra underneath? Did you ever do that?
You can still do that.
Okay.
No, I'm allergic.
Okay. Good. The thing about you, Timkey, is that you love A.A. Milne.
Yeah. Are you practicing some that you're going to go at Suggs with?
Yeah. This is what I'll do with him. I'll find obscure interviews where you mention something once and then see whether...
I said to my agent, I'm going to go on your show and sort of promote stuff, but it's A.A. Milne, was it?
Yeah.
Do you have a favourite character?
From A.A. Milne?
No, any. No, because I like C-3PO.
I quite like Captain Scarlet. He came up last week. Captain Scarlet was always... Because you couldn't kill him.
Here's one for you.
Yeah.
Which fictional person would you like to interview?
Wow. Amy Pond from Doctor Who.
Don't know.
No.
Do I?
I'd fancy Amy Pond from Doctor Who, but not the actress who plays.
Right, so
she would have to remain in character through the interview and the lovemaking that would follow.
I always forget the format of your interview.
You saw me and Josh after last week's show.
I saw three doctors last week.
Everything okay?
Fine, yeah. It was Peter Davidson.
Okay. Right.
David Tennant.
Yeah.
And who was the third one? Who would it have been?
Colin Baker?
Nope.
Jodie Whittaker?
No, not Jodie, no.
John Hurt in his coffin?
No. Oh, God. Who's
Tom Baker? John Pertwee?
Quite a new one. McCoy? No.
Oh, Matt Smith?
Not Smith, no. Maybe it's just two. It was a premiere.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. A press night of a theatre show.
Right.
Doctors everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it felt like there were more than there were.
two different ones. Yeah. The thing about you, Tim
Yeah, here we go.
You were offered an internship at the UN Refugee Agency.
Yeah, I was working in... I was living in Kiev.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I was teaching, and I was 18, and then I started teaching the lawyers at the UNHCR, and then they offered me an internship.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did pretty well.
So I phoned my dad and said... Well then, I've been offered an internship, and he said, "You can't do that. You have to come home now."
There's dartboards need delivery.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What would you have done? You'd have taken up the internship, wouldn't you?
It's hard to know. I like Russia.
It's nice not talking about creative stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We might go on to that. I like Russia. I liked it. I don't like them as much now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think Kiev was in Russia particularly at that point. No. Was it? Well, it's not the sort of place you think about, really, is it?
I may have missed that detail. It'll be by the time this goes out.
Wow, yeah. Tim Kiev is bad, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Any others? Tim Kiev's probably that's the strongest one we're going to get there. It's Tim Kiev, really.
Yeah. I'm running out of.
Things. Running out, so we're done?
I've got one. I've got one more fact about you.
Yep.
You've run the London Marathon.
Yes. Do you know what my time was?
You've got to beat 4 hours, 17 minutes and 50 seconds. Can you do that?
Yeah, they do. They tell you that at the start. <don't they>?
Or we mow you down.
4 hours, 4 minutes, 5 seconds.
Wow, that you did it.
I did it, yeah.
You did it.
Yeah, I did it.
Did it, well done.
Yeah, You say that when someone's just finished it. Not, 14 years later, you don't say, you did it.
Are you annoyed not to have got in under 4 hours when you got so close to 4 hours?
Or no, what's the opposite of annoyed?
Happy.
Yeah, happy. You did it, did you?
I did it.
What's happened now? Yeah, did you do the London Marathon?
I did it.
Did you do it?
You did it. It's frustrating when you lose control of the guest when you're the guest. Did you do it?
I did do it. Did you do it? I did it in 4 hours, 17 minutes and 50 seconds.
Did you?
Yeah.
So I had a clean 15 minutes after, yeah.
I reckon I could. I did a half marathon in 1 hour 40 something.
Oh, right, yeah.
50 something.
Yeah,
so
was,
I reckon I could.
Mine was 1 hour 35.
Yeah, it's better. You once said, I consumed the office like toast.
I consumed the office like toast.
Yeah. What do you mean by that?
That would have been that's got all the hallmarks of an interview done over email. he can put a bit of thought into your answers. Yeah, I consumed the office like toast. I mean, it just means, I mean, if it's a spoken interview, I'd probably say, yeah, I really enjoyed the office.
Yeah.
But when you got the time and you know,
yeah.
I consumed the office like toast. Yeah. Hot buttered toast.
Wow.
Have you seen it?
I've seen The Office, yeah. I've seen The Office. Have you seen The American Office? There's an American version.
I've seen one episode.
Oh, you need to see more than one.
Yeah.
It's not very good at the start, and then it gets quite good, and then
right.
It gets bad again.
Yeah, okay. I've got all that to come.
Yeah, have a look at it.
That journey.
Have a look
What other it. Stuff do you like to watch? Is this how we'd talk if we were friends, do you think?
Yeah. I think if we were socially getting to this is my social hour every week.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I get to go out and ask people questions.
I see this as a social evening.
Okay, good. You are from Impington.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's my village, yeah.
Did you know that Impington Hall was built by the
Sir Walter Gropius?
No, I'm going to come to when he built the Impington Village College.
He can't be a sir, can he? Maybe he can.
I don't think so.
No.
You're right, he built something in Impington. It was the only thing he
Everyone's built.
Everyone's
built something in Impington.
It's the only thing he built in Great Britain.
So who built something? Who built Impington Hall?
The uncle of Samuel Pepys and his dad, more so.
More so?
More so, yeah. His dad.
The uncle's been lucky to headline that.
His dad. His dad started building it, but then died.
Oh,
and
no.
The uncle was 6 years old at the time.
Right.
So
the uncle.
Trust, yeah. Within
yeah.
trust, it was then.
Wow. Have you been?
No, I don't know where.
No. I was just Cambridge sort of hinting that you maybe should ask me if I've been.
Okay. have you been?
No.
No.
Have you it's a massive place, Impington.
Have you heard about Elizabeth Woodcock from Impington?
Oh, God, yeah. That's tragic. My mum knows her.
Yeah. In 1799, she became nationally famous because she survived 8 days buried in snow.
Eight days buried in snow?
Yeah.
Oh,
after a blizzard.
Well, it wouldn't be before.
And she died 5 months later, though.
Yeah, so not quite survived.
No.
And what did she die of?
It's not recorded, but I imagine
it'd be complications based on hypothermia.
That's all the stuff I've got.
Wow, hey. So how much did you research my village rather than me this morning?
That's a lot of research. Oh, I had a gap year in.
Pardon me?
You recorded Gap Year in Kuala Lumpur.
I did recorded a TV show called Gap Year in Kuala Lumpur. Yeah.
And you did a 10 minutes. Set at a Malaysian lady's
did do that, yeah.
How was that?
Oh, I went okay. Tom Basden had some problems.
Oh, really?
Well, the problem was what do you say the ideal audience is, your ideal audience? Is it this sort of thing?
Yes, yeah, sort of some nerds.
So you'd go for that rather than your Malaysian crew and 30 people from a Malaysian person's 40th birthday.
I probably would do that, yeah.
Someone heckled, the birthday girl heckled Tom Basden. he said, "Yeah, look, with all due respect, you've come here for your 40th birthday." Have you ever performed in that club?
I haven't. No. I've not really.
Have you been abroad?
Yeah, I've been abroad. I've done Italy and Spain, but to English-speaking audiences, and France.
Yeah.
England.
Oh, yeah.
Scotland.
Yeah, Scotland, yeah.
Wales.
Wales, yeah.
Ireland and Northern Ireland. Yeah. America.
America, okay. Australia?
Canada. Australia, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Fantastic. What a life.
Josh Widdicombe is related to Henry VIII.
That's the last interview.
Yeah.
I think we're really scraping the barrel. Are we doing 20 minutes on Josh now?
Are you related to any of your ancestors famous?
Yes. And you're in Bevan.
Oh. That's better than Henry. No one did that for Henry VIII. What relation is Anya in Bevan to you?
Sort of friend. I don't know. Something. Don't worry about that. We're related. He's related to my mum. So ergo.
Okay, we'll add it to.
Add it to what?
Wikipedia.
Do my Wikipedia?
Yeah, well, I will do after this. So you've got a new book out?
Not out.
Oh, but, coming out.
It's coming. Yeah, very close.
Okay, that's
yeah.
why I haven't got a copy of it.
I've got a PDF of it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. But we're gonna.
There's no point in looking at it now. I mean, I could sit and read it now.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
Sort of. It's a book of poetry. It's called Chapters.
Yeah.
And actually, it's not quite out, I don't think. I mean, I've sent it to my designer, Emily Juniper.
Yeah.
She's working her magic on it as we speak.
Good. She does a fantastic job on all the other ones.
She's fantastic. She's fantastic.
Anna, what a great name. Is that her real name, Emily Juniper?
Yeah, that's why I call her that.
Yeah. Sounds like the kind of thing you'd make up if you're an artist. I'm called Emily Juniper.
Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful name.
Yeah.
Emily Juniper, yeah. But hang on, do you sing a song about her? No. So, shall I read you a poem from the book?
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
Hang on.
A lot of the poems are about Pret.
Okay, good.
The chap in Pret said he'd give me my mocha for free if I gave his boss a dead arm and called him a twerp. I said I'd do no such thing, I'm happy to pay. He said he'd throw in a banana and a carrot cake. I looked at the smoothies and he told me that stuff wasn't part of the deal. I bit my lip. Which one's your boss? His eyeballs twitched towards a thin, bald fellow and I slid my Barclays Premier card back into my shirt pocket. It's that sort of stuff.
It is, I read it. Well, you put them up on Instagram and Twitter.
I know,
they're very enjoyable.
Yeah.
Where'd you get your crazy ideas from?
Stuff I just see about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. You're in Pret a lot.
I'm in Pret a lot, yeah.
I like Pret.
Oh, yeah, Pret's fantastic.
Well, I don't come into London very much.
Oh, sure.
So I come in for this.
Yeah, me too.
And then I'm here now.
Yeah, I'm here now. Yeah. Anyone else here?
Yeah, most people. That's one of the things I look forward to most about doing
what,
this.
What, Pret?
I go to Pret before.
I bet I know what you have.
Going, what
no
you
idea. Maybe you get a... Oh, go on. Swedish meatball wrap.
No. There's a good deal going on at the moment in Pret. They're not even in public site. They're not even paying for this advert.
Oh, what's the deal?
A baguette and a packet of crisps, £5.
Oh, that's very represents very good value.
Cheaper than a baguette on its own.
Oh, right.
So most of the baguettes are over £5.
Yeah.
So they're saying, when you get a baguette, have a free packet of crisps and some money back.
No,
so if you go into Pret and have a baguette, on its own,
big if.
You're a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen people do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't know about the deal.
Yeah. How long did you do that before you found out about this deal?
I've only found out recently, so yeah.
Yeah. You did it a few times without the crisps.
Yeah, I did.
I don't like the crisps from Pret.
No?
No.
Not even the sea salt and vinegar ones?
No, I get my... No, I don't like them. If you really want to know, I'll get a sandwich from Pret and then go to a supermarket and get Walker's ready salted. Mm-hmm. I prefer that. Yeah, thank you. Shit crisps in Pret.
I disagree. I like them. They're like...
Staff are wankers.
They're like kettle chips in the old days, I think, the Pret Crisps, when they were good.
Well, look, let's agree to disagree.
Okay.
Do you remember the Phileas Fogg crisps?
I remember them, yeah. Yeah, I remember the adverts more than the crisps. Were they like a tortilla?
Oh, that was what they were advertising, the crisps.
Yeah. Was the crisp itself?
Has a company ever set up just to do adverts? Maybe that can be our thing.
We could do that. I would always wanted to do... I wanted to go on and go, hi, I'm Richard Herring, and I drink Diet Coke, but Diet Pepsi is just as good.
Well, you must be able to do... Is there a barrier to entry?
I don't think there is. I think the barrier
is... You just have to pay the money.
Costs money to do it.
What's it called?
Crowdfund it. Yeah. I just kind of also like the arrogance of thinking anyone would know who I was. Hi, I'm Richard Herring.
We'd know who he is, wouldn't we?
Yeah, well, you'd know. Yeah. You hope so.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you should do that.
Okay, I will.
Yeah. But I really do think...
I'm going to find out how much it costs. It can't be much to have...
I would say it's probably about 80,000.
On TV?
For 30 seconds.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah, or let's say it's 60 then, maybe.
Okay. What about if it's like 3 o'clock in the morning?
3 o'clock in the morning? Yeah, that'd be cheaper, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'll do it then.
But I think, go big or go home, why don't you try and be the Super Bowl advert? You'll have to explain who you are.
Yeah.
Even more.
Definitely will. Have you seen, last time you were on in Edinburgh, first time you were on, we discussed the idea of you being a magical monkey with a magic flute.
Oh, we did, actually, yeah. I didn't quite know what was going on, but I always enjoy seeing it.
Yeah, and then the last time you were on, I wrote a script.
You did, actually.
For us to perform, and then somebody, whose name I meant to write down and have forgotten, but a very nice...
Yeah.
I think like a student, I think they were sort of...
Dan or something, probably.
I think it's a lady...
Oh, well, maybe Sally or something.
Yeah. And if you Google YouTube Tim Key magic flute, mm-hmm. you'll see it. There's a lovely cartoon version of it.
Well, you sent me it by email, and yeah. I sort of looked at it and thought, yeah, that's about the most professional thing I've done in the last 18 months. It's really well done, isn't it?
It's really.
You've got to Google this thing.
Got to Google.
Has anyone seen it?
Yeah,
they haven't yet. They've got it.
Very popular. It's a very popular cartoon character, Tim Key the monkey. I've written another script. Again, I like to write these quite quickly, Tim.
Yeah, those lots of them are dog shit.
And it's on both sides of the page there, yeah. That's yours. I'll sing the theme tune. You play Tim Key.
Yeah.
Remember, you're...
He sent me an email saying, I think I might write another Tim Key script. Do you have any objection to that? And I just looked at it and thought, yeah, I've got so much other stuff going on in my life. I just said, yeah, fine. Because you can't get vexed about that sort of stuff. So okay. Here we are.
All right. All right.
The American president is in this one.
Yeah, sure, don't spoil it.
You spoiled it when you wrote it, though. can't spoil it much more.
Slightly topical for the time of recording. He's a cheeky little monkey who's also rather cute. He can solve any problem with a magic little toot. His instrument's enchanted and no one can refute. It's Tim Key the monkey and his magic flute.
Hello, I'm Tim Key and this is my magic flute. I wonder what adventures I'll get up to today.
Hello, Tim Key. It's me, the President of the United States of America. It would have been, if you hadn't said that in advance, that would have been a surprise.
Do you have a name?
There isn't time for that right now.
Well, wouldn't it have been quicker just to say your name than make that statement?
Zip it, Tim Key. I command you to be quiet. We're in a right load of trouble and no mistake.
Are you sure you're American?
The Chinese have sent a weather balloon into the American airspace.
What the fuck are you talking about? Sounds serious and topical to the time of recording, though not broadcast.
It is serious, and don't call me Shirley.
I didn't. We still haven't established your name.
We think there might be a nuclear bomb on board and the balloon will destroy the world.
Including China?
Yes.
Seems like a Pyrrhic victory for them.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
Can you help or not?
Of course I can, or my name's not Tim Key the monkey. And it is Tim Key the monkey. So I can. Just fire me at the balloon from this cannon.
Won't that kill you?
Oh, let me worry about that.
Okay. Five.
Start from
four.
Three. It's quicker. Start from three.
Okay, three.
Start
two.
From. You know what? Start from one.
Okay, good point. One. Fire.
Shit! The blast of the cannon has set me on fire. I'm in such terrible pain.
Look out for that weather balloon.
Oh, no. I've burst the weather balloon and now it's zooming around out of control in the sky. Very much like you'd expect from a balloon.
No need to narrate, Timkey. Although this is audio when recorded, visuals will be added so people can see what's going on.
Oh, no! The balloon is heading for the planet Earth. And I see now that this isn't a weather balloon, but a nuclear bomb. Duck, everyone. Oh, no. Everyone in the world is either dead or very badly injured. Including me.
I don't understand, Timkey. Why didn't you use your magic flute to disarm the bomb?
Oh, I forgot about that. I am a dafty.
There we go. That's episode two.
Episode
two.
That's fantastic.
It's good.
Yeah. How long did that take you to write?
That, I mean, literally shorter than it took us to read.
always a good sign.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Let me ask you a couple of emergency questions. We'll get on to your tour in a sec.
Oh.
I don't think I've asked you this one before, but forgive me if I have.
I'll always forgive you for anything that you do.
Would you rather date a man who was a 6-foot-tall penis?
Stop talking. That's a big tick from me. What's the next question?
Yeah, you've discounted a man who, instead of having a penis, has a tiny man there, so you could have had that.
Oh, okay.
So it's a man, a normal man with a tiny man, but instead of his penis, grafted on feet down, so his head's the head, but he's attached to the man at all times, and the man doesn't have a penis, he has a tiny man, or a 6-foot penis that...
Okay.
Walks around on its own.
Now, the man in place of the penis.
Yeah.
Talking?
Yeah. Yeah, he's independent, autonomous.
Can talk, I can chat things through with said man?
Yeah.
And can grip?
You can grip him, he can grip.
He can grip me?
He can grip, I mean, but he'll have very small hands.
Huh.
He's sort of six. About 6 inches tall on average, I would say. Yes.
Complains when you've got your clothes on?
He might complain.
Uh-huh. And what's the other one?
A giant 6-foot penis that walks around.
I'll take the little man grafted onto my groin.
Yeah, it's not your groin. It's
a what?
It's
your I'm dating. It's another, this is who I'm dating.
You're dating a man who has the penis. You don't get the penis. The man, the little man. It was very clear. You were so arrogant, you thought you weren't listening to the question. You thought you knew what it was going to be.
Okay. Do we know anything else about these people? I'll date the penis.
Okay. Would you rather date a woman who was a 6-foot vulva or a woman who, instead of having genitalia, had another woman living in a burrow between her legs?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tell me more about the lady in the burrow.
It's a woman, she's about 6 inches tall.
Sure.
But she's independent. She can leave the burrow at
she's
any time.
She's independent.
Yeah, she can. She lives in the burrow, but yeah. She can leave the burrow at any point.
Have the press got hold of this? Do we get hassled by the press?
I don't think so, no.
Okay,
I think
I'll go for burrow lady.
Okay, burrow yeah. lady. Good.
Do you cut this sort of stuff out?
I don't. I've got to check which one. Because I've asked you loads of these questions because you've been on recently, so I'm not going to. I don't want to ask you the same. I wrote down some of the ones
yes,
you've had.
Yes, good point. But always try and make your guests feel welcome. That's like inviting someone to your house and saying, you've been here a lot of late.
Have you ever been stuck in a lift?
Oh, wow. That's a great... That is a genuinely brilliant question. Don't think I have, but that's... No. I think give that one a whirl with Suggs, because that's... that's going to land pretty well with someone you sooner or later, so, isn't yeah. it?
I was once stuck in a lift with Adam Tandy. Do you know Adam Tandy?
Oh, yeah, I know Adam. I'll go further. I like Adam Tandy.
Okay, good. Yeah, he's yeah. a nice guy who got stuck. He jumped up and down in the lift and made it stuck.
Oh, so that's how it stuck. That's how it got stuck?
It got stuck because he jumped up and down to show yeah. me. I think he was trying to show me how...
How robust lifts are.
I think he was either trying to show me that it was an unstoppable lift. We were stuck in there for about 20 minutes. It was quite annoying.
Yeah. But you're out now.
Yeah. Which celebrity have you been uncoolest in the company of, present company accepted?
Oh, God. Yeah. Probably. Look, Mike Atherton. Really uncool.
Yeah.
Followed him.
Yeah.
Across the park. Went to the same pub where he was drinking.
Yeah.
He won't know any of this. Sat near him.
Good.
We were both at the same book event, but, you know, our careers were, you know, not exactly tracking one another's.
No.
And so...
Were you sat at tables next to each other?
I sat about as far as I am from you now, but yeah. not with him.
All right.
Heard most of his conversation. He was talking to the chap who wrote Bounce, Matthew Syed.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd have done anything to be friends with those two.
They would have loved to have been friends with you.
Well, they didn't show it. have you let yourself down with a public figure?
I mean, not all the time.
Yeah. I wouldn't say you've been on sparkling form with me. What's your biggest fail in that regard? when have the wheels come off?
I mean, I used to get drunk all the time.
Oh, sure.
So I don't really even remember a lot of it.
Oh, okay. But you, I would imagine you're quite an affable drunk, aren't you?
Usually, yeah. But I think like in the 90s, I was probably a bit insecure.
Oh, yeah, no, the 90s aside.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if
that
I
was
ever...
A bit, that was a more difficult decade for you, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
It was difficult. Not as hard as the 80s. We've gone through the 80s last week. We could do the 90s this week. We could move on. So you're off on tour.
Oh, yes.
Is this with your Edinburgh show, Mulberry? Oh,
with Mulberry, yeah. Yeah.
Where are you going?
Well, you name it.
Okay. Are you going to Tiverton?
No, not going okay. there.
Are you going to...
Well, I've now got a new tactic. You ask me where I'm going and I'll say, go on.
Okay, where are you going?
Well, no, you say, are you going...
Are you going to Carlisle?
No, but I am going to Newcastle.
Okay, good. Are you going?
Yeah.
Are you going to Gillingham?
No, but I am going to Canterbury.
Okay. That's a nice one.
This is more like it. This is how you publicise a tour.
Do we?
For any youngsters out there.
Do we have to remember each one?
Like talk at a normal pace. Again? Try and talk at a normal pace. Do it. Interview pace. Interview
do
pace.
I have to go.
Yeah.
Do I have to go? I can't remember the first one now, though. Are you going to Aberystwyth?
No, but I'm going
He's
to Cardiff.
Not, going to
yeah,
Cardiff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One more?
Are you going to London?
No.
No, really?
Yes. Obviously going to London.
Where are you going to play?
Oh, I'm going to play at Alexandra Palace.
That's nice.
Yeah. Nothing funny about that. That's just a guy who's getting on with his career.
So Mulberry is...
We've sold 17% of the tickets to...
Mulberry set during lockdown?
Mulberry, yeah. Mulberry is lockdown. All in lockdown.
I feel like 2020, and this is... When 2020 started, I thought, this is going to be a great year for me.
Did you?
Yeah. And this is the same for you.
How'd that got in your head?
Taskmaster was coming up.
Oh, yeah.
I had a gig at the O2 in the bar. I had sold out the Birmingham Podcast Festival. One of the biggest. 1,100 people were going to come.
The world basically at your feet.
It was at my feet. And then everything went tits up.
Oh, we know about that.
But that's the same. So that's the same for you, right? Really, that you were that things were.
I did one day of filming on Witchfinder, which is the thing with me and Daisy May Cooper.
Yes.
And yes, at 6 o'clock they said you can't do that for 14 months now. Someone came and gave me some trousers to try on in my trailer.
Yeah.
And it was just there was a lot of double think. We had to sort of go okay. It was for the next day, but unfortunately, there wasn't going to be a next day because there was a global pandemic.
Yeah.
But still, tried the trousers on. A little bit tight. So they had 14 months to loosen them.
Were they loose when you put them back on again when you came
No,
back?
Because I'd spent the 14 months getting bigger.
Yeah. It was difficult not to.
It was a bit of a race against that belt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, did you put on weight in the lockdown?
I think, yeah. Well, yeah. I stopped drinking and just before lockdown, I started drinking again. And then I drank through the first lockdown and then I stopped drinking again.
Yeah, similar to mine.
Yeah. Mm. But I haven't drunk since then.
Mm, yes.
And I can see it's not as similar because you're drinking.
I'm drinking Rodie Signature Brew. But 0.5%.
Oh, is it?
No, 4.3.
Okay. Going to say you're very lightweight. If you.
My dentist said that I should eat more snacks.
More snacks?
Yeah. She asked me how much... she asked me if I drank.
Yeah.
I said, yeah. She said, how much do you drink a week? I took a few pints off and gave her the answer. And then she said, do you have snacks with it? And I go, no. And she said, you should.
Okay.
She said, eat while you're...
Why? What was her logic?
For your teeth. It's better.
Better for your teeth?
You should eat nuts or crisps. It's absolute... I couldn't believe my luck. She said, do you drink wine? And I said, no, not, I don't really, no. And she said, right, because if you do, you should have it with cheese.
It's just...
For your teeth.
I think that's just culinary advice. That's not for you to just go, it's nice with cheese. If you have some wine with cheese,
that's true,
nice.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't at the dentist either. Do you eat cheese?
Yeah.
I've got a new favourite cheese.
What is it?
I don't know. It's like a... I don't know.
What is the worst cheese you'd still be prepared to eat?
That's one of the great questions.
Thank you.
A really, really nice brie.
Right. So you'd
never dip below that.
Okay.
Now, my favourite at the moment is Cheshire cheese.
Cheshire cheese? Yeah. It's a bit...
Yeah, I know. It's not. I'm not saying it's the perfect cheese.
I'm from Cheddar, so, you know, I thought you were going to go Cheddar.
Oh, I bet I know which cheese you like.
Which cheese do you think I like?
Cheddar.
I don't really like it.
You're from Cheddar?
I grew up in Cheddar, yeah.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is interesting.
Cheddar Gorge.
Cheddar Gorge was part of that.
Wookie Hole?
Wookie Hole's in Wells, but, you know, I'll let it pass.
Not a million miles away, is it?
About 10. miles away. I went to Wiki Hole recently, just before Christmas, to see Father Christmas. Mm. It was on my own.
Mm. Oh, was it?
He was treating me very oddly.
Do you know, if you want to see Father Christmas at Harrods, you have to buy a certain amount of stuff. Do you know that?
Yeah. I did not know.
Yeah. Do you know? Could you want to guess how much you have to have on your receipt before you get access to Santa, if that's a phrase?
Well, it should be £10, but let's say £50.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let's say £10,000. I think it was something high anyway. It blew my mind. Might be 50 actually. That 50, means well. Yeah.
Otherwise, Father Christmas just sitting up there quite lonely.
Do you think he is lonely? I mean, he has a wife, doesn't he?
Yeah, he has elves.
He has elves, but does he have friends? Are the elves friends? Are the elves friends?
I'm thinking about it. Mm.
Do you think he's paying the elves?
No.
No, well, there you go. So they're not, but you know, it's not great, is
it? I mean, I think they work there voluntarily. I mean, they get room and board. In that, you know,
but it's North Pole. It's not very, you know, it's a bit sort of archaic, isn't it? The system, in my opinion. But you've always been a bit of a Santa apologist, haven't you? Sucker for the propaganda.
I guess. What about the reindeer?
Yeah, great. Well, look, the thing is, we made a film about Father Christmas.
Did you?
Yeah. I don't know what was happening with those reindeers. Anyway. But, you know, there was lots of these reindeers all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, dead.
They must get through them. It's like the dartboards.
I know. But you know when you sort of... You know when you put no animals were harmed in the making of this film at the end and you're not totally sure?
Did we talk about this before? That the university challenge. Your question on university challenge.
I was a question on university challenge. Yeah, yep, I was. I'd had a bad day.
Yeah,
it was between the lockdowns, just come out, and I got home and I was filming something, and I couldn't remember any of my lines all day, so it was stressful. Because our brains were mush, weren't they, because of those terrible lockdowns.
Yeah.
And then in the taxi on the way home, they gave me a new script for the next day, and there was just too much of it. And so then I got home, and I thought, well, I can't watch one of my TV shows because I need to just read this stuff. So I made some, you know, food, I guess. And then I go through into my lounge, and then I think, well, I can't watch one of my shows or a film, so I'll just put any telly on. So I just flicked it on, and it was on University Challenge. And I'm just eating this stuff, and then the next question is a picture round. And then Paxman goes, can anyone name this British comedian? Picture of me, I'm just eating. But of course I fucking couldn't. But I've not asked to be. I don't want to be a question.
No, they should ask if you want to be a question.
They should ask if you want to be a question.
Yeah,
I've always said that.
Yeah.
I think so. It's the least you can do. Like, if you're going to do a question about, you know, capital of this, that, or the other, contact the mayor. Are you cool for us to mention Rio de Janeiro?
Yeah. So,
How did it make me feel? Oh, fucking ecstatic, Richard. Made me think like I was a pointless cunt.
Well, I was once an answer on Pointless where they had to...
Yeah, been there, done that twice. Pointless both times.
Were you pointless?
Both times, Richard.
That's at least something, though. It was complete the name of these double acts, like Meland and all that sort of stuff.
Sue!
Lee and...
No, that's more...
And it was two people got it, but...
Two people got it.
Which is worse than zero, I think, because it's not even point. At least if you're pointless... It's pointless.
I'd love to see you argue how two is worse than zero.
It's worse. I felt
It's less spectacular, sure.
Yeah. I believe the least pointless that you've achieved.
Stuart Lee and Richard Herring.
Yeah, it was us. I mean, I got it. I actually got it. But if they'd asked me, I'd have definitely got it. But I think it was a point when I was feeling quite low. It was quite early in the history.
They always get you when you're at your rock bottom.
Yeah,
that was what happened with me with the University Challenge.
Yeah.
These guys. I mean, these are smart guys.
They should spend a little bit less time with their nose in books and a bit more watching a little bit of telly.
Thank you, Richard.
And
they
go
should
go to the cinema.
They're squares, aren't they?
They are. They can't get dates.
No, they can't get dates. Can
that's
they?
Why they haven't seen you in all your many films.
They've got funny voices, haven't they?
So, Tim.
Yes, Richard. Hello.
I think you have a very lovely career, though. I think you have a career that most people would envy.
Yes. Well, yeah, everyone less successful would envy it. And everyone more successful would think, what the fuck's this guy doing? It's like anyone's career.
I'm not sure.
There are probably people out there who'd envy yours.
I think so. But I think you're cool.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
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 So people.
Well, I've got a cool haircut.
People, you have. Yeah. People could be more successful, but not as cool.
Oh, right, yeah.
So you're in movies, you do your projects, weird projects.
Yeah. The movies bit, that sounded good. But then, not necessarily that nice to hear the interviewer say you do your projects.
You do your stupid books.
I do my projects, yeah. Yeah, so that's just a recap. That's my movies and my projects.
Because Mulberry slightly about your career being halted as just as a point where it's...
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it? But, I think people would... I think people would...
You never know, do you? I quite like it. I like my career, yeah.
I think it's a really... you've worked constantly. If you look at your IMDb page...
Well, even if you don't.
If you were looking through that... If you're looking for the worst thing you'd done to do at the beginning of each,
which
that's all I do.
So you're just on my IMDb.
There's a lot of good stuff in there that I couldn't use.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Yeah, I am lucky. I do get some nice jobs. Yeah. Yeah, that is true.
What's it like being Tim Key?
It is what it is. We are where we are. I don't mind it, actually.
Yeah, I shouldn't mind it. I think it'd be very nice. Do you want to talk about cancer? We've both had cancer.
Just
bring the mood down a bit?
Well, not necessarily. It depends on the tone that we talk about it
with. Well, I'm very happy to be alive. I'm very happy you're alive.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm glad to be alive. And, it's fantastic that you're there or thereabouts. Good on you. It's very rare that you think, I hope this bit of cancer takes this guy. Position A is I cruise through this and this guy goes. I feel very lucky, yeah.
Yeah. Is it all, is everything? Because I think it's not a battle of who's the toughest and who's survived the hardest one, but you're sounding a bit tougher than, I mean, I lost a bollock.
Yes, I lost my penis.
Yeah.
No, I think I have the same view. I kind of feel like mine was there to be beaten, really. It's not a... I think people have worse... People are afflicted with worse things.
We went to the same place, Mount Vernon Centre.
Yeah. Fantastic place.
It is.
I liked going there.
Yeah. I did. I liked it as well. Yeah. State of the art.
Well, the thing is, what I liked about it is you go there, and I'd go there, I think, about every month, and it's just quite good. In life, you never know where you should be, and maybe you should be doing this or that. When you go there to sort of get checked up and get your drugs and things, you know you're exactly the right place.
Yeah.
And also you feel like you can have a bun on the way there and another bun on the way home.
Yeah, that's good. Do you think they have a place where they keep the celebrity cancers? Like, there's a special shelf.
Well, my one was just like a melanoma.
Yeah.
So that was lopped off, and I don't know whether they put it next to... I'm desperately trying to think of another celebrity with cancer now.
There's been some.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not as bad as a bollock, is it? Like a bit of your knee?
No, I'd never really considered it before, and I'm kind of fine without it.
Okay.
But yeah, I definitely would have lost that ahead of the bollock, but then obviously that's partly to do with the fact that that was where I was infected. It's not much use for you if you go to Mount Vernon and they take a bit of your knee away.
they gave me the choice. They yeah. said, "Which do you want?"
Yeah, but no, they were fantastic, and yeah, I've got a clean bill of health.
Good. Yes, yep. Me too. And did that affect you though? Seriously, did that happening make you think about your life in a different way? Cause it
didn't yeah, it's difficult to know, isn't it? You don't know how much these things affect you. It's a bit like lockdown. You sort of you just press on with it. And then maybe with a bit of distance, you look back and think, that was weird, that bit. I mean, like I say, I wasn't really ill. So it didn't affect me like that. But it's just a kind of... The mad stuff is just when someone tells you it.
Yeah.
And it is pretty odd. It is like a bit of a... It's a definite bump in your life, isn't it? Where you just suddenly hear that word and there's like an absolute square saying it. And you're like, it's difficult not to believe them.
It's true, and I think you're right. I mean, it wasn't exactly that. The when it first sort of comes up, it's sort of a bit like heart stopping, and then you get so caught up in it that I think like the year after, I found it much harder. I think that's when it sort of hit me a little bit more. I was more stressed about it after everything was all right again.
Yeah, I went straight into lockdown when it finished.
Really?
Yeah, that's a bit odd. So I kind of got the kind of all clear in the December.
Yeah,
and then we got locked down in March.
I combined the two. I thought I'll have
that's a nicer way of doing it. But I never think these things through.
No, you've got to plan it. You've got to plan it out.
And then you think maybe I'll have another one in lockdown, but then where does that get you?
Well, I'm glad that everything's okay, and thank you for talking about that. We can be silly again now.
I thought we were quite silly while
we were pretty disrespectful.
Yep.
I mean, Pete, should you respect cancer or should you disrespect cancer?
Should we respect cancer, he's gone with. I think so. It's a bit like Man City, isn't it? But it's a factor, isn't it? You have to sort of get on board with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a child, I worried about doing stuff like picking my nose and playing with myself in case I was to grow up to be a hugely important historical figure and time-travelling tourists might come back to see my childhood.
That's very good.
Thank you.
It's not a question, though, is it?
Not yet. What was the most ridiculously narcissistic thing you believed as a child or adult?
Oh, well, I think there's probably a term for it, isn't there? But where you think you're the only person.
Yes.
Yeah, I definitely think I had that when I was little.
Yeah.
What is that term? Now, by the way, I don't think that now. I think I'm one of many.
It's a Tim Keyist.
Yeah. What is it? Solipsism.
Solipsism.
Yeah.
Thank you, David Fruit.
Yeah. Solipsism.
Yeah.
Is it? Solipsism.
Isn't solipsism just being obsessed with yourself as much as...
Oh, there was a bit of pinch of that as well, I reckon.
Okay. Do you think that... I mean, it might be true. How do we ever know for sure that other people really exist?
Well, how do we know that we exist? It might be that they all exist and we don't.
That could be true.
Yeah.
Do you think, I was talking to Josh Widdicombe about this backstage, that it just seems like unlikely that we would be alive at this particular time and place in humanity and in the broad sweep of things. It's a very nice time to be alive despite everything. Do you think we're living in a simulation and we're not real?
Oh.
Do you know, you're certainly treating this interview like nothing matters.
You know what Federer says?
What?
If you can play as if it means nothing when it means everything, then you're onto something. I think it was Federer, and it might not be his exact quote. AI have there's a robot making poems that are my poems.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are they as good as yours?
I mean, I'd love to say no. There's a robot doing it.
Is it?
Yeah.
And can people tell the difference?
Richard. They're really similar to my poems.
What I'm sure of is no AI could write a Tim Key the Monkey script. That is all I know. You need a human being to do that.
I think that's the AI machine's warm-up writing those things. A man came up to me in the bar after a gig and said, yeah, I've made a robot.
Oh, God.
and he writes poems. And they're your poems. And I said, how have you done that? And he said, I've inputted all of your poems that you've published. And I go, well, go on then, let me see one. And he showed it to me, and I'm like looking at it pretty much in tears, just thinking, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
They're better, they've got more punch to them.
Right. It's going to be interesting when, you know...
Well, listen, you're talking to someone who went in my cafe last week, my local cafe. I was sat next to pretty much the worst combination of people you'll ever find. Someone from Netflix and a nerd. And the nerd is explaining his new bit of software.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're talking about... I mean, I don't know. These people are talking about getting machines to write... you know, shows, and then loads of shows, and then give them to people to read and go, yeah, probably make that one properly. That's what they're doing. Well, I think they're doing. I mean, I was like two tables away.
The good thing is that the people who decide which scripts are made will also eventually be replaced by robots making that decision.
That's the good thing, yeah.
So that's the reassuring thing. So those people also lose their jobs.
Do you think you could be replaced with a robot?
I don't. I think what I do is too... It's just too special.
It's just too human.
It's too...
You are a very human interviewer.
I am. I don't think a robot could have this level of incompetence. You can't program that in.
No. Do you have any... Who are your favourite interviewers that you look up to?
I like, you know, Adam Buxton.
I like Adam.
I like Adam Buxton. Yeah. I like Michael Parkinson when he's not being sexist. So. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that's not that much of Michael Parkinson left, but the bits that are left are good.
How sexist is he? I mean, you not did the very... stuff about the lady living inside a burrow inside another lady.
Don't think that's sexist.
Is that one of his?
That's not sexist. That's very inclusive. He was
sexy.
Yeah, sexy. Yeah. He interviewed Helen Mirren about her too.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Well, I don't remember it, but I've seen it on YouTube. Yeah.
I haven't interviewed you about your balls. I've interviewed you about my balls. That's how unsexist I am.
I know. That's the beauty of you as an interviewer. Yeah. It's very rare that you don't frame at least a couple of questions around your bollock.
It's an interesting happening, isn't it? It's nice when something interesting happens to you, isn't it, Tim?
What? Like the cancer?
Yeah, cancer. Right,
yeah. Yeah, it is
I
nice.
I felt alive, you know, happened. I felt alive. There was, when if you have kids as well, I've just spent years with kids, family, and then something fucking interesting happens to me. Someone cut my bollock off.
Yeah.
I felt alive.
Have you written a book about it?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
What's that called?
It's called Can I Have My Ball Back?
That's it, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm going to read that.
You should.
I've got your other one.
Have you? Which other one have you got?
The other book you wrote.
Okay.
You're on a bike on the front of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, How Not to Grow Up.
How Not to Grow Up, yeah.
Yeah, that's when I was 40.
Yeah. Not 40 anymore, are you, Richard?
Oh, nearly 56.
56 now?
Yeah. It's all passing by.
56, what do you reckon? Another 25?
I'd be happy. Two years ago, I thought, the call comes in, you think, oh, maybe I've got like 2 months to live or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So all of this time is bonus time, Tim. Even this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bonus time that I'm wasting.
Yeah.
But
what's your favourite way of spending time?
I'm just spending some time to think about what my favourite spending time. I like doing. I like this. I like stuff like this where people are on stage.
I like this.
And you don't know what's going to happen next.
It is nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was looking forward to it when I was walking here.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
We'll get you a cab next time.
I like walking.
Okay.
I do 15,000 steps a day.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's good. I walk the dogs. I've done I've got my circles are all complete.
Quarter past 10.
It's quarter past 10. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
We've done a whole hour of this. No one can believe it.
Fantastic.
It feels like three.
Now, what were you saying? What were you saying? You walked the dog?
I walked the dog this morning. I was listening to Widdicombe's book with Rob Beckett.
Yeah.
And so I took a long walk. I walked for 70 minutes around the woods.
Nothing like it, is there?
Hertfordshire. There's nothing exactly like it, no.
So
walking somewhere else is very similar.
Jogging's the closest thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Jogging, yeah. Walking somewhere else is similar to walking through the woods.
Yeah. I walked through the woods today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Which woods did you walk through?
Hampstead, for Hampstead Heath, yeah. So, nice. Yeah, for spinnies, really.
Yeah. How was the ground? It was very frozen in Hertfordshire this morning.
Yes, it was frozen in Hampstead Heath.
Oh, that's good. It's easier to walk on.
Yes, it is, actually. More manageable.
Here's a question I had for you. With your knowledge of Russia and the environs of Russia and sure. places that Russia would like to have, Ukraine has done very well with a comedian as a president. Which UK comedian would you like to see run the United Kingdom?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
Who'd be quite good? Have you got one up your sleeve?
Not really. Who would I think would be good?
I wouldn't mind seeing Jennifer Saunders have a crack at it.
Jennifer Saunders is a very good shot.
Be quite good.
Very good shot.
Well, she's very nice, isn't she?
She is nice.
She's,
and, you know.
She's probably intelligent, I would say.
Yeah.
Yes, I'd say Jennifer Saunders.
Okay.
Yeah. Who would you say?
I would probably go for similar generation. Yeah. I think Stephen Fry, maybe.
Do you?
Too obvious. No.
No, I think it'd be very good.
It'd be all right. He's clever. He's public school. That's what we need.
Half the battle, isn't it?
We need that public school. We need to be till we can doff our caps to them. Look, so we've got Mulberry touring. Yep. Is it going to Colchester?
It is going to Colchester.
Yeah, Arts Centre?
Yeah, Colchester Arts Centre, yeah.
It's nice there.
Yeah, I like it there.
Do you like in the backstage area?
Yep.
You've got like the little memorials to the soldiers in there. Have a look at them. I always have a look at those
guys. Oh, really?
There's in the little corners, there's nice little statues
I never noticed that. I'll have a look at that when I go there.
It's a very tiny little room that you sit in when you're backstage there.
Yeah, there's a sofa though, isn't there?
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they provide...
What's your favourite backstage?
Is that when everyone does it down in St Albans, there's the room where there's a picture of Morecambe Wise sitting on the counter and it's the same now as it was then.
Oh, wow.
And so you can recreate that picture of Morecambe and Wise.
Oh, no, that's
which good. I saw Harry Hill do, which was quite very good. Harry Hill with his tour manager or whatever.
Yeah.
That was good. So I quite like that one, just for that detail.
I'm not playing St Albans.
No.
But
that's my local St Albans. What's the nearest to Hitchin? Are you doing Hitchin? Harpenden?
No. Yeah. Harpenden, no. Do London?
London's fine. I'll come and see you in London. Yeah. I mean, I should really have come and seen it already. I've had a lot of opportunities to do so.
You're always welcome.
Thank you.
Well, I'll put you on the door to pay.
I will pay. And the new book is called...
Chapters.
Chapters.
Yeah.
And is that available in proper shops or just from the Timkey website?
Do you know what? I think TBC.
Yeah.
TBD. Because it's currently, I think I'm too early to promote it.
Okay.
We haven't finished it.
Okay.
So I think maybe I'll come on again perhaps and we'll discuss
okay.
it. But the plan would be, yeah, I mean, you've got to, you know, aim for the stars, isn't it? We'll probably try and get it in shops.
Yeah.
Well, because people are used to shops, aren't they?
They do like shops.
Yeah, and maybe Amazon.
Amazon will be good.
Yeah.
They're very beautiful. Well done to Emily Juniper.
Oh, she's a delight. Yeah. She's one of the greats.
Yeah. And you playing cards?
Playing cards. You can get all of that stuff. Her website is called utterandpress.co.uk.
Okay.
And all of that stuff is there. So, and then we're going to add chapters onto it. It's going to be a beautiful chapters.
Yeah.
I think so. I've got a good feeling about this one.
Good.
Yeah.
Terrific. Look, it's always lovely to have you on. If you want to come back on the 20th, there's a space.
Is there?
Yeah.
20th
of February. It's...
I'm going to Japan.
Ah.
What?
Look, fantastic to have you. Thank you for doing my script again.
And we'll absolute
get
pleasure.
That, we'll get that animated and, you know, and eventually that will be all you're remembered for.
Fantastic. Happy. Got to have a legacy.
It'll be a legacy. Yeah, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, give a massive round of applause to the incredible Tim King!
Thank you.
You have been listening to Rahulastapa with me, Richard Herring, and my guest, Tim Key.
Thank you very much to Scant Regard for letting us play this music over the titles. I'm indebted to my producer, Ben Walker. I'm indebted also to Chris Evans, not that one, and everyone at the Leicester Square Theatre, and everyone who helps us record this wonderful show. We couldn't do it without some of them. We could do it without most of them. Thank you very much for listening to you. Do tell your friends about the podcast. Make them listen too. This is a Sky Potato Fuzz and GoFasterStripe.com production.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening. Go to GoFasterStripe.com for all your Rich Herring download and book needs. Go to richherring.com/gigs to find out if Can I Have My Ball Back is coming near to you. And please listen to as many podcasts on this feed as you possibly can and make your family and friends and children and strangers, make them listen too. Do get consent from everyone before you make them listen, though. All right, thanks for listening. Go and listen to another one. Bye-bye.